Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
And here we go.
You're tampering with powers reserved to God.
Oh, I was joking! Don't you know it's a joke when you hear one?
What you are doing is mad. It is diabolic.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? That's right, we're back again. I'm Jesse Chanous, and always next to me, this debonair motherfucker right here,
Fallout Dash.
We're going to kick a little bit of that podcast action for you.
Some
Canadian stories and things going on today. We're going to take a trip to the Great White North and say hello to our neighbors.
Canada.
What's up, Canada?
What's going on, Canada?
We're coming to you from Florida, where it's nice.
Yes.
It's really nice, Canada.
I actually broke a sweat just driving today. Yeah, absolutely.
It only hit 54 or something today. You broke a sweat driving?
I'm a night person, and that sun was just beating down on me. I actually felt my flesh cooking.
That sounds horrible. Does it smell like bacon?
Yeah, but not too sweet. I've been laying off the sweets. It was more of
salty,
smoked,
salty
bacon.
Smoked bacon product, yeah. Of sorts.
Oh, I smelled delicious.
Oh, God, that's crazy. I lost my drone today, man. I flew that bitch into a tree and I can't get it out.
Your Black Ops drone?
Yeah, I flew it into a tree. It's just mocking me up there. It's just like, you're never going to get me down, you know it. And I'm like, yeah, you're probably right. Like, until the wind blows it down or an act of science. You like that?
An act of science.
Because there is no God, kids.
Hate to break it to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Easter, that's just another day.
Yep.
Which, by the way, it's such a really fucked up holiday. We're coming up to it here shortly.
I guess it's good for the economy.
You know what? I really
makes people spend a lot of money.
It
on
does.
Candy and
it does.
Other shit.
But you know what? Like, people actually get presents now on Easter, like they do at Christmas to some extent.
Presents?
Yeah. Like when I was a kid,
like,
I got
what kind
like
of presents. Do you give somebody?
Well,
on
just
Easter?
Usually shit that fits inside an Easter basket, depending on the size
so like
of
a
an Easter basket.
Stuffer equivalent.
Right. Like a video game, maybe some like action figures or whatever when you're kids and whatnot. Yeah. Something. But like, it's gotten to where now, like, there's Easter presents. Like, I've seen, like, on the internet where people have, like, gift opening, like, fucking, like, it's Christmas time, but to a lesser extent, with, like, pastel-colored boxes with eggs on them, and it's very interesting. It's just weird. I'll put it out there. It's weird.
Yeah. It's definitely for the, the commercialism. That's just something they,
it's so
get you to spend money on,
I know,
man.
But, like, what I want to know is it's actually taken families have created this. It's not like it's been a marketing campaign. It's like it's slowly evolved from when I was a kid where you got like little stocking stuffers in your basket to now there's fuck the basket. The basket is a stocking stuffer. They hang it from a chimney and shit. And then they've got like pastel presents with like
we
real
shit
in them.
We just don't take the nails down. We just keep them up year round.
Yeah, they just... That's how they kept Jesus up year round too. They just left him in.
Are we supposed to bring it in at some time? Nah, screw it. Leave it out there.
Well, poor dude, poor Jesus, man. He gets a... The Catholics never let him off that thing. Every time you go into a church, there he is on the cross. Every time you see a Catholic walking around with their chain on, he's on the cross. This poor guy. You know, when Jesus comes... If Jesus comes back down, which he won't, but when he does... And he sees all these crosses. I gotta believe he's gonna wig out. He's gonna get like PSD. What's that shit? PTSD.
Yeah. Post-traumatic
stress disorder. Yeah, he's gonna be like, shit, you know what happened the last time I saw one of those things is?
He's gonna be like, oh, that means not welcome. I'm not going in there.
Dude, it's like...
I'm not going in there.
It would be like the equivalent
he'd
today.
Be everywhere but where you'd want him to be.
Yeah.
It'd
be the equivalent today of like... the charm being the gas chamber. You know, like... This is like a bunch of Christians walking around with the gas chamber on their chest.
By the way, remember this?
Yeah.
Never forget.
Yeah, never... Oh, man. That's so funny. But getting back to this Easter celebration thing, it's very strange to me. Like, I just, and it's funny how, like, Christians will tell you, like, they don't like pagans or heathens or none of that stuff, but, like, they've completely adopted all the pagan rituals and stuff, basically, for Easter.
Yeah.
You know?
They used to bury their eggs. Christians would tell them, hey, go find some eggs that they buried. Dig them up. Go find them, and I'll give you candy.
Yeah. Go get some eggs, because they're free eggs. Christians were a lot like Jews. They're always out for free stuff. Just kidding, Jews, we love you. That's one country I would not want to fuck with, dude. I would not. I would not want to fuck with Israel. Besides, they got some hot babes in their army.
Oh, I've known some gorgeous.
Have you ever seen those pictures online of like the Israeli military girls, dude? Oh, they're beautiful. They're gorgeous.
If they came and were like, stop, put your weapon down. I'd be like, my weapon is down, baby, but shit, I am still armed.
Well, see, what it is, like in Israel...
Like a baby arm?
In Israel, you have
bowling
this...
Holding an apple?
In Israel, man, you have this really interesting mix of women because you have the European Jews that came in after the Holocaust, and they've mixed now with the more Arabic-looking Jews, and you have these really amazing cross-sections of cultures and ethnicities mixing in there to make some very hot tang. Some very, very gorgeous hot tang. Dude, I'm telling you. That'd be like, if I saw one of those...
military training... Sign me
dude,
up.
Those girls could kill you. They got that Krav Maga, dude. That shit is like one of the most craziest martial arts ever, dude. That Krav Maga is nuts, dude. Like, they could like break your arm in 17, 20 different places and like you won't even know what the hell happened. But I bet you, I'm telling you right now, if I saw those girls coming, I'd be like, I surrender. Hello. Hi.
Absolutely.
I'm kosher, I swear. It's 100% all beef patty down there. It's all good.
I give.
I tell you, I'm packing more heat than the guys you're used to. It would be just like in Full Metal Jacket. So we sent one of our black guy be over there, and he'd be like. She'd be like, no, too boku. And he'd be like, listen, baby, this is 100% Alabama Black Snake, but it is most certainly not too boku. Okay.
Yeah, no too boku. Okay.
Be like,
so, brother.
Be like, I know you guys are used to Woody Allen. Now let me show you the wood.
All in.
Seriously. They're hot, dude. Like, I want to see, like, a girl's, soldier's... Female soldiers of Israeli calendar. That's what I want.
Yeah.
That'd be hot. Fuck the Wing House girls.
Israeli female soldier.
Hell yeah. Straight up, dude.
But it would have to be a daily calendar instead of a monthly, because...
But I wouldn't fuck with the Israeli military, man. We've given them everything they've got, and then they've improved upon it. We send them tanks, and then they gut the whole thing, put all of their electronics into it, and then they run maneuvers and beat us in war games. They're not people to fuck with. The only thing that is good that we support them, because otherwise that they would be destroyed, though, because they are literally a lonely island in a sea of enemies. Like, they are just completely surrounded by people that hate them. Some of them live next door.
Really?
Well, yeah, Palestine, man. You know, like, they basically came in overnight and told the Palestinians they had to get the fuck out. They had, like, 3 or 4 days or something like that to get all their belongings, leave their businesses and their homes behind, and move over here to this side. Because they were going to put...
They're
mortal enemies living right next door. And then people wonder why, like, there's so much unrest over there.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, that sounds like some volatile shit, like... It could pop off at any moment.
Yeah, it could pop off at any moment, man. But we're getting way off topic here, and we're like halfway across the globe from where we're gonna be going next. We're gonna right on into Canada, man.
Canada.
I'll tell you what, there's an interesting bunch of broads up in Canada too. Some hot chicks in Canada. Yeah, and they're always down to probably always down to fuck, because you gotta do something to stay warm up there. People kind of like rush and be like, yes, we go inside, make baby time. because it's fucking... I mean, granted, in the summertime, it's pretty seasonable, but goddamn, those winters gotta be brutal, dude. It's just gotta be like, fuck. Like, every day is fuck. Like, you gotta go to work, you look outside, and literally you have to dig your car out and shit. Like,
No, thank you.
Couldn't do it, man. I'm not that motivated in the morning.
Yeah.
Just...
Anytime no. I talk to people that are from up north, and they're telling me stories about how they had to turn their car on like half an hour early yeah. to let it warm up, and I tip my hat to you, but I had to do that.
I had to do it the other morning, man. I had to get out of there and turn that bitch on 20 minutes before I left just to get the fucking ice off of it. My car was covered in ice. Sucks, dude.
That's here in Florida.
Yeah.
Think about up north.
Yeah, up north, dude. It's like, and we're talking
I saw
about
a picture of some man. Car. Their windshield had shattered because they turned on their defrost.
Well, at least they'll be able to see. Their nose and their eyes will have frostbite all around them, and their ears will probably flake off in the wind. But hey, they won't be late unless they hit a moose or another car they can't see in the road because it's covered in snow. Oh God, no.
I could not do it.
I'll pass. But I would like to go up there in the summertime, man, and check it out. Like,
yeah, definitely.
I think it would be like a nice trip. It's beautiful country up there, man. It really is. It's gorgeous. Some of the...
Their leaves change colors in the fall.
Well, our
we
leaves...
We don't get that here.
Well, not in Florida, but in the United States we do. It's just not here. I mean, everything here is green all year round, pretty much. We don't have those same trees, but man, up there, like, when you see the colors change, like, you look, like, from aerial views over the top, and it's just, like, a sea of, like reds and oranges and yellows, and just...
Yeah, man.
And the color variation has changed so much, it's absolutely gorgeous, man, and I definitely want to get on some syrup while I'm up there. I want some syrup, I want some fries and gravy, I want to do Canada style, man, but speaking of which,
Drink some beers.
Canada beers. But they got a problem in Canada.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they've lost a ship. See, this guy's ship basically got repossessed, and they were going to tow it down to the Dominican Republic, man, to get it...
refurbished.
To get it scrapped, basically.
Scrapped. Oh, okay.
Right. So they had a tow cable attached to this thing, and this is a cruise ship. It's a large... fucking ship. I mean, it's not like your super cruise ships of today, but it's decent size. It's not anything to scoff at. And so they're towing it down, man, and they run into a storm. Well, tow cable snaps, they can't see the ship, they lose where it is, they can't pick it up.
Uh-oh.
This thing's just floating in the North Atlantic. Now, crazier story to this, we all know there's rats on ships. They get in on the ports, they hang out in the ships, they eat whatever they can find. Thing is when this thing was docked for so long, it had gotten an inordinate amount of rats because there was nobody there to, like, get the rats off the ship and maintain
Nobody's there to police.
Right, so they're just using it like a giant nest, and then they go eat foods at the docks or wherever they can find it, and they bring it back to the ship. But when the ship gets towed, there's nowhere for these rats to go. There's nowhere. And they're breeding, but now there's no food, so they're cannibalizing each other, man. They're eating each other. They're eating their young. They're inbreeding, and this thing's just been adrift
and
out
in
the ocean.
Their own filth, right? They're gonna be pooping and peeing wherever.
So this thing's just adrift out in the ocean, man. It's just floating out there, and it's like a bunch of Hannibal Lecter rats, just like without the fava beans and the nice Chianti. They're just eating each other, but they're inbreeding too. So it's like The Hills Have Eyes. On a ship is what it is, man.
If anybody's gonna fuck my sister, it's gonna be me.
It's crazy. It's nut jobbery, dude. It's nuts. I would love to see like some Somali pirates try to board this thing and take the ship. It would look like the scarabs in The Mummy that, like, just, like, take the dude's
flesh. They would be inside avoiding the sunlight, so they wouldn't see them initially.
No, not right away.
And they'd climb aboard and be like, well, this room's clear, this room's clear.
Dude.
And then all of a sudden you hear,
okay, I want to make this movie right now, copyright Jesse Schuess and Kamal Autage, Rats on a Boat. That's what it's all about. And the Somali pirates come, they try to take the boat so they can have a bigger ship, and... it's them encountering the rats. I only know like 7 black people, so we're gonna have to do an open casting call to get folks on board for this, because obviously they're gonna be Somali pirates. I need some skinny brothers. Whatever that guy was that was on Captain Phillips, if you want to jump on board, I can't pay you anything, but I will promise it'll be badass.
Well, after that movie, I'm sure any role that
he could be the last guy to die. You could be like the last guy that makes it and he thinks he's all right, and then like the 7-foot killer mutated rat comes out and fucking chomps you in half at the end. Spoilers. There's the end.
The end.
Oh, God, dude. Eden. Dude, wouldn't that... Oh, it'd be so fucking terrifying. It'd be a crazy movie.
Being eaten alive by rats, dude.
But, like, the rats... Like, I know why. I know why he doesn't get eaten until the end, because he's the skinniest one out of the Somalians.
It's like World War Z now?
Yeah.
They're looking for a healthy host.
They're looking for the fatter Somalians, which is not going to be easy. But...
I think the healthiest Somalian I ever saw really wasn't that big.
I don't think I've ever seen a healthy one. I'm not being mean. I'm just... every time I see a TV... I see the TV and fat old Sally Struthers comes on. She's got this skinny little Somalian kid, and he's got a fly on his eyeball, and I'm just like, swat it off. Swat it off!
No, actually, I think it was a model, if I'm not mistaken.
It was a model? No, it was a real kid.
No. I mean the Somalian that I had seen.
Oh,
healthiest Somalia that I had seen.
She was a model?
Yeah.
Well, dude, she doesn't even have to worry about losing the weight to be a model. She's like, I come this way. She's like, how did you get so thin? She's like, we don't have food in my country, you insensitive bitch. I didn't starve myself, you fucking asshole.
She would say that in her native tongue.
Yeah.
Her translator would be like, it is a Somalian secret.
Yeah.
And then she would just smile and walk out.
She'd be like, the white man rapes my country of resources, thanks. She's like, if I had as much food as you, I'd look like Rosie O'Donnell. But I can't eat. Jesus Christ, man. But anyway,
I heard that about them, man. If those like super hungry kids like get fed too much food.
Oh, it'll kill them.
Yeah,
they have to do it
like
in small amounts.
They can literally
choke
on a grain of rice.
They have to do it in very small amounts. They start them off with water and liquid, and they thicken it up, and they give them like oatmeal, like liquid oatmeal, basically, to drink for a little while, and then they have to slowly progress into heavier foods, because your stomach has all that gas and acid in it, man, that like really you can't put much in it that's not alkaline. It has to be very... And you can't do a lot because they're not used to having anything. Their stomach is actually really, really small despite the fact that it's inflated with gas in their abdomen. It's actually, the gas is actually in their abdomen, which is very dangerous to not... Yeah, it's
fun. I can just imagine how comfortable that
is. You know, we joke about it, but it's a terrible thing for those kids over there and anybody that lives in that situation. And part of it, and this is what... There's a lot of people don't understand this about Africa, is that, like, it's so complicated, really, dude, to, like... for these people to have regimes and have like stable governments, because most of the peoples in Africa were used to being nomadic, man. There were no country lines. They traveled when one area got, you know, low on food and water and everything, they moved to more fertile grounds. They were nomadic. They moved with the seasons. But it's hard to do that in some of these smaller countries where you only have this certain amount of land, and if you go over here, you're on somebody else's soil. It's not meant to be like a region that has like boundaries. It needs to be wild. It needs to be the way it was, and it's not going to be. And that's, you know, largely in part to Western society. And then you have the push now in these areas with a lot of Al-Qaeda now in a lot of these African countries, because you have, dude, you want to talk about Christians and Muslims squaring off. It's happening right now in Africa. Like they take Christians out in the streets and just like machete them and like wipe out whole towns and churches and missionaries, and it's in some of those places, man, and even amongst themselves, like the Hutu and the Tutsi or something, like Tutsi and the Hutu, Tutsi and the Hutu, I think is what it is. The tribes that are rivals, and they'll fuck. They do some crazy shit to each other, man. It's
like Hatfields and McCoy.
Yeah, man, it's a wild place to be, man. It's definitely got a lot of it's got a lot of treasures and a lot of beauty, and it's an amazing continent and the birthplace of humanity, but fuck, man, you gotta be careful where you go.
it's serious business going out your front door.
You know, I would even get treated worse as an atheist than I would as a Christian, man. They really view that as an abomination, but it's wild out there, man. But getting back to the ship that's full of these rats, because we went way off topic again on some crazy tangent.
Absolutely. We do that sometimes.
They spotted the ship. And it sounded good. Yeah, well, it's good and not so good, because it's actually floating towards Finland at this point. I think it's going to hit ground somewhere in Finland.
Well, they better do something about that.
I'd fucking shoot a rocket at it, is what I would do.
Hey, it was scrap anyway.
Look, it'll just be a reef, you know, for fish or whatever. Look, the people of Finland, you guys don't want this ship touching land. All the crazy mutants and
rats can swim too, so you gotta take care of it.
You gotta have it before it gets anywhere near like you know, your landmass. If you guys got any rockets, I don't know the strength of your military. I'm sure you guys got some sort of RPG, something. Just
get on it.
Get on it, man, because if that thing hits, the first town that it comes to, a black plague type virus of like epic proportions, more than likely. Like, and then Finland, and then Europe, and then we got some fucking pandemic on our hands. Like, who knows what kind of fucking inbred, nasty, crazy virus ridden rats
are
on that thing.
That's outside of the realm of possibility.
Fuck no, rats were the ones that carried the bubonic plague. This is a serious deal. You could have some hyper bubonic plague since they've been inbreeding. Their DNA is mutated, their RNA is fucked up, the virus has latched onto them and it's created some sort of super fucking deadly rats.
They were living in their own filth. Their urine is said to be toxic.
Oh, it's disgusting.
It's toxic.
Toxic. It's nuts. Fuck that shit. I'd fly over with a plane, even if I wasn't Finland. If I was like Germany or anybody that's nearby, Sweden, anybody with an air force, just be fly on by and bomb the shit out of that thing. There's no way.
Absolutely. Do the world a favor.
Everybody, watch Rats on a Boat when it comes out.
Guaranteed.
It's gonna be awesome. At least rated R. Could be NC-17. I'm the captain now. Yeah. Dude, that would be crazy awesome. Dude,
these people get eaten by rats.
Even better. Like, what if they devour the rats and whatever, but what if the rats devour the people, but what if the people that survive turn into zombies, yo? And then once the ship hits, the rats get out, plus the zombie Somalian pirates, and we got zombie rats on land. The sequel to
Copyright.
Rats on a Boat. Copyright Jesse Sidious and Kamal Altas. Fuck yeah. I want to do that movie. Holy shit, man. That's awesome. And it'd be so zany. It'd be like Sharknado on Sci-Fi. That's who we need to go talk to. We need to go talk to Sci-Fi and see if we can't get this done. I bet you we could if we wrote like a little paragraph or two telling them about how we want to do this story and how... Oh, dude, we could get some people to write
it.
It'd
be like, that's awesome.
Right? We get Don Cheadle.
I need a script by next month.
Hmm.
A script in a month? We could turn out a script
dude,
in a month. Dude,
and all we gotta do is go to Detroit for extras. Be fine. What? I'm just saying, that's some hungry people out there in Detroit. They can play Somalians.
So what else is going on in Canada?
So, I don't know, but like, what's going to happen when this thing gets shore? Is anybody going to sue Canada over this? You think Finland's going to be like...
All their beady little eyes and flapping heads so full of lies.
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
We need to form a full assault!
Yes, that is false!
Well, I'm sure they've got some kind of insurance policy that says Act of God or I don't know.
Act of God?
For whoever he's got that shit.
This guy's got very little to do with this.
I understand that. I'm just saying, like, that's what insurance things say. Like, when hurricanes started hitting.
Yeah.
Recently, like, really hard.
Oh, that's true.
They you call want, it Act of God Insurance, man. Like, I wonder if not the one that named it.
Pat Robertson will get on the 700 Club and he'd be like, you see, that's why all those people are dying in Finland, because they're in league with the homosexuals and the homosexual agenda, and the rats have come to clean out the infestation.
Clean them up!
Clean them out. Because the Lord will not allow this homosexuality to continue. We've got to stop the butt pirates.
Sir, we've got to stop them.
There's butt pirates on that ship, and they're coming to fuck Finland. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
A little delay on that amen. I didn't feel it. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
That's right.
I just felt the spirit in me.
I got the spirit blowing all through me. Seriously, though, like, oh, man. But anyways, oh, we have a very...
Flowing all over my chest.
That's nasty. We got a very special news break. We're going to turn now to our What the Canada news team for all the details. Breaking news coming to you live, eh, from your What the Canada news team.
Yeah, that's us, eh?
Hey, I'm Tom Mahoney.
And I'm Daryl McKenzie. No relation, eh?
And this is your What the Canada news break, eh? So, old Justin Bieber got arrested down in Miami.
Oh, the Biebs. You've been a bad boy.
You've been a bad boy, Biebs. Yeah, apparently he was drag racing down the street in Miami.
You don't say.
Yeah, he's under the DUI.
Oh.
Plus, they had cocaine in his system and pills.
Oh, goodness me.
And I hear he even smoked a couple marijuana cigarettes, eh?
Well, hey. You know what happens sometimes?
Yeah. Dude, I gotta tell you, he might get deported.
You don't say.
But there's no better place to get deported back to, huh?
Than Canada.
That's right. So we're gonna talk a little bit about the weather. It's cold as hell. It's colder than a witch's tit out there, eh?
Well put. Well put.
It's cold. I got a cold one. Life couldn't be better, eh?
Couldn't be.
It's crazy. We're losing ships. Bieber got arrested. What's going on? That's as much chaos as a Canadian can handle.
It's a little bit too much.
I agree. But, you know, what are you going to do? Have another.
I know I will, eh?
So tomorrow, it's still going to be cold, and probably the day after that, too.
Yeah, chances are it'll pretty much be cold every single day this week.
But it's time now for our weekly Canada shout-out. We're going to give a shout-out to my old buddy Chad in Ontario. Yeah, he's out there cleaning up the dead mooses off the side of the road. They're frozen solid.
Hey, it's a good thing to do.
It's an honorable job, and it doesn't pay much. So here's to you, Chad. We're drinking a cold one. Here's hoping you are. All right. Chad does a lot of hard work out there, eh? This guy is...
Oh, I bet.
He's motivated.
Those moose, they just die by the dozen, don't they?
He just throws them in the back of the truck. He takes them on down to the county.
Good work.
Yep.
Good work.
And then it's off for fries and gravy and a nice cold one. Anyways,
cold one.
I'm Tom Mahoney.
And I'm Daryl McKenzie.
And this has been your What the Canada news break, eh?
Eh.
Damn it, dude. Justin Bieber. Not that I give a shit about this kid, but he's 19, he's got more money than he knows what to do with, okay? And he spent $75,000 in a strip club the night before. 75 grand on lap dances and hooas.
Like he can't just get it.
I know, and he's got this whole entourage and all this shit, and it's just like, dude, I get it. You know, you're young, you've got money and whatever, and you want to have a good time, but quit being a douchebag. Like, if you see the mugshot of this kid, he's like smiling super big that he got arrested, and it's like, dude, you're proud of this behavior? Like, this is what you think is cool? You're a fucking idiot.
Maybe his publicist said, hey, it'd be cool if a mugshot of you got around on...
Dude.
Like, it's part of being a celebrity. You have to have a mugshot. Well, I could commit a crime, but I don't want to hurt anybody, so I'll just party and get busted for being
stupid. Could have hurt somebody at this time. He was driving drunk in a Lamborghini drag racing through the streets of Miami. You know, it's one thing if you're going to hurt yourself because of your own stupidity, but it's another thing if you're going to hurt somebody else.
Fucked up.
And it's pretty bad when Kim Kardashian smacks you down. She actually posted a Twitter thing saying, don't show him any attention. What he did is his own fault, and you know, you shouldn't feel sorry for him. It's like, holy shit. Like, you just got smacked down by a Kardashian. How low is your world? Like you know, you've reached bottom when a chick married to Kanye West can tell you fucked up. I'm just saying. It's a serious deal. Like when you, if you're married to Kanye, and you get to, yeah, I'm telling you, what's this kid thinking, man?
No clue.
It's like he's gonna get deported. He has a possibility now of getting deported from the United States and not being able to live here. Dude, what are you doing? I mean, great, you're gonna go back to Canada, but guess what? You can't come back to the U.S. not even to visit. You're fucking done. You're like, your privileges have been revoked because you're an idiot. You know, that's pretty fucking retarded. I mean, if you got to fuck up so bad, they deport you to Canada. It's like, hey, don't worry, he's going back to where it's nice. Everybody's cool here. Nobody gets too excited. You know. Speaking of which, I got another shout out. I got two shout outs.
You got another one.
Yeah. We're going to give it a shout out. Shout out the white out.
Hey, that last one was for you.
Right, I'm going to take a shite all over the white. No, we're going to give a shout out. Yeah, we're going to give a shout out to Kaiser Padua out in Toronto. He's hanging out there doing it up. Hey, the Blue Jays play out there. That's a Canadian baseball team, but nobody cares. Moving right along. Did you know that they actually built a UFO reception pad in case, like you know, ETs wanted to land in Canada?
Oh, shit. Can you see it from space?
Oh, no, well, I don't know if you can see it from space, but it's lit up a concrete landing pad in a circle for, like, a flying saucer, obviously. It was built, I think, back in the 60s or something. And, it's got, like the UN, all the flags and everything like that, and a podium with a microphone and everything, so, like... Huh. Yeah, if they landed in Canada, Canada could welcome them to the planet.
Do people actually like patrol this and go to work there?
No. It's just the electronics
still work, the PA and everything.
They maintain it, but it's just basically it's just a landing pad for extraterrestrials. And I'm like, I couldn't think of a better place for them to land if they wanted to talk to some sane, rational people to welcome them to the planet. I wouldn't want them to land here. A, if they did land here, we'd never even know about it because they'd be hushed up and they'd be drug inside somewhere and experimented on. Like, I want the Canadians to represent. Like, I want them to come out there. Oh, we'd like to welcome you to the Great White North. This is Canada. We got some fries and gravy and we got beers if you guys want to sit down and talk about it. How was your trip?
Hey, if that isn't warm and welcoming, I don't know what is.
Yeah. Where are you guys from? Come on, we'll get waffles and syrup.
Oh, yes.
Like, dude.
I bet they got some awesome syrup up there.
Even, dude, even aliens hell-bent on destroying the Earth might stop for waffles and syrup.
How could you not?
And fries and gravy? Shit. Mm. They got me. I'll land a fake UFO. We can go eat.
Thing on?
Yeah, hello. Hey, we come in peace, eh? Hey, those aliens are Canadian. I wonder if they come from Canada way up there in the space. Maybe they're... Oh, that's it, eh? Those are ancestors. We're descendants of these guys, eh?
Nether Canada.
Told you, America. It's an entire planet of insanely nice people. Where nothing exciting really happens, but everything's okay. Hey, we don't want it too exciting. We'll save that for the States. You gotta think, like, Canada watches, like, the United States TV news and sees a violent reflection of itself.
Yeah. Boy, things are rough over there. Yeah.
You know, it's never good when your neighbor's house is burning down, you know?
There comes a point where you just gotta let it burn. And Just worry about your own house.
We're digging a trench.
We wouldn't blame you.
Yeah. Seriously. You're like, so we all voted in, we're going to put up a wall? Because all the Americans are coming up here and taking our jobs, eh?
Yeah, we don't appreciate it.
We know their economy sucks, but, you know, we got Mexicans to clean our hotels already.
You think they do?
No, they got Indians. There's a lot of Indians in
are there?
No, and not like Indians like Native Americans. There is a lot of Indians from India that live in Canada. Yeah, it's a huge dude, I'm telling you right now, best doctors I've ever had, Indian doctors.
Really?
Swear to God, dude. They're very attentive to you. They never just try to give you a pill and get you the hell out of their office. They always know you by your name after you've been there several times. Like I tell you right now, you want an Indian doctor, dude, over an American doctor that's just trying to get as many fucking bills as he can on you while you're where you're at. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Love Indian doctors. But anyway, yeah, there's a lot of Indians in Canada. But so they got the Canadian alien landing pad, and I just wonder, because we've had some what could actually be alien fucking activity in our solar system, man.
Yes, this is exciting.
It's exciting, but I gotta admit, I'm a little terrified if this is true. I'm gonna post a link up on the Yeah, I Said It Facebook page. I'm also gonna tweet it too. Apparently, an L-shaped or V-shaped object.
I think it's a V. It looks kind of like a V. An angled shot, maybe. Mm-hmm.
But literally, telescopes have picked up pictures of this image of what I can only describe as a vessel. And they found it when it was next to Mars, and then it disappeared for some months, and then it reappeared, and then looked like it landed on the dark side of the moon in a crater. And the telescopes and everything were able to tell from how fast it was moving through space, like from picture to picture over a span of time, how fast this object was going. And
then
was,
at one point it just boop.
Right. But then it slowed down and landed. So it's not, whatever it is, it's under control of something. It is a guided craft of some sort, man. And there's like low resolution pictures of this thing in the crater on the moon. And all the really high resolution ones are obviously classified, but we've launched two rockets recently, for the Department of Defense on so-called, you know, like just regular satellite deployments. But India and China have both launched probes to the moon. So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but it looks to me like fairly soon we're going to know if we are alone in the universe or not. Like, if this is all true, this is heavy stuff. this is real heavy stuff. I mean, there's regular news outlets that have been reporting on this.
While it's not likely, I would definitely like to be included in some kind of space club.
Space club? What's the space club?
Like the Citadel in Mass Effect, man.
Oh, space dude, club. Listen, if these guys come here and they are friendly,
sign me up.
Be prepared, because if they're friendly and they want, you know, to bring humanity into part of the greater community, they're probably going to change their mind once they meet us.
Well,
I mean...
I'm sure they would be at a point where they wouldn't necessarily assume that we're bad because of a few representatives that suck balls.
Well, I mean, the species as a whole, man, if you look back across history, which I'm sure they've been able to access, if these guys are advanced enough to travel across the galaxy, they're definitely advanced enough to have accessed all of our information and data and our internet and our history. And I'm pretty sure they know what they're dealing with. I just worry that they're not here to be friendly. I tend to agree with Stephen Hawking when he says that if we do encounter ET, we may not be happy that it happens. And I kind of tend to agree with that, man. I think we're
yeah, based on our positioning and everything.
We're
an outer rim world.
We're an outer rim world in the galaxy. We're the equivalent of being Tatooine, if you think about it. Like we're out there.
Where you would normally turn right to go to work,
yeah.
We live to the left.
Yeah, we're way on out there, man.
We are out of the way.
We are definitely in the galactic suburbs, if not the galactic redneckery. if, you know, who's to say? I tend to think that if they are advanced, they've obviously, you know, they've lasted long enough on their planet to have, you know, broken free. But what if they're just like us? What if they consume all the resources of their planet, and now they're out looking for a new place to live, or just a new place to, like, you know, gain resources and move on? If that's the case...
Or a new place to rape.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. A new place to just destroy and take all the resources and move on. If that's the case, we're screwed, because there's literally nothing we can do to stop that.
No. We're very heavily reliant on nukes, and that is not good for us. We can't be detonating those...
Well, that's our end game. I mean, if the most we could hope to do with that is to make the planet so toxic and so destroyed that it wouldn't even be worth them harvesting. I mean, that would be the only thing. That'd be
a terrible thing to do.
Well, yeah, but then that would be the end of us. But not just the end of us, the end of anything else that would have evolved later on after, you know. Yeah. Of course, if they rape the planet completely, there won't be anything left anyway. It'll be a husk. So, hey, if it comes down to that, man, I'm willing to poison it just to make them fucking not have it. I'd rather be like, hey,
we can't have it. No one can.
Yeah. Yeah. We're assholes. Don't fuck with us. We'll ruin it just so you can't have it.
I'd like to mount an alien head on my wall, though.
Yeah, the odds of that happening, though, are going to be slim to none. I mean...
There are still odds.
They're definitely
they
not
are very existent.
They're definitely not in our favor.
Don't ever tell me the odds.
I gotta feel we would never even see a physical alien on this planet.
Quite possible.
I think they wouldn't even need to come down to fight us. I think they would just send, like, nanotechnology and small drones and things of that nature.
Or the equivalent thereof.
Yeah. They would never need to leave their ship until we were completely wiped out. There would never be a need for them to put themselves personally. To personally in harm's way. I just don't think if you're that advanced that you even need to at that point. I mean, you could send down a virus that your race had become immune to and just propagate it all over the planet and wait for all of us to die and then walk right in, king shit. You wouldn't have to...
Let it sort itself out.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to...
Let nature take its course.
Right. I mean...
Oof.
Yeah.
That is some scary shit.
That, you know, we could just... They could just be sitting up there and unknowingly... We're just down here watching them and trying to send probes up and whatever.
Or they could send somebody for, like, an arm wrestling competition. And Stallone could save the day.
I mean, if they look like those, yeah, if they look like those grays, I don't think that'd be a problem. He'd just walk out there, like, hey, arm wrestling, hey, you know, I don't want to hit you with it, you know what I'm saying? Hey, put your arm right here. We got, one, two, three, bam! What'd you do? Huh? That's what happens when you cut that in. You try to fuck with humanity. You know what I mean? I slam you down. You ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing. Adrian!
On second thought, he'd probably better get somebody else. I mean, he'd win.
Oh, yeah.
He'd win, hands down. Yeah. But I think those eyebrows would send them a packing. He has not aged well.
Yeah, I've taken a lot of HGH, you know what I mean? I just bam, slam you out there, you know? You can't stop it. Bam, I'm John Rambo. You can't. You're killing disease and breathing.
That okay. was a badass flick.
What was that movie where he did the arm wrestling? What was it called where he had to save his son?
To the limit? To the limit? To the edge?
Because we're going to do To the Edge, to the Limit too. Copyright Jesse Shadoozy. Come on, out that.
Hey, I'm going to wrestle for humanity.
Like, one man can save us from utter annihilation. Sylvester Stallone.
Yes.
The arm wrestling champion of the world.
Nay, of the universe.
Take it to the limit. Two.
To the limit. Stand along the razor's edge. Down your head.
But then you're in it.
You gotta take it to the limit.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take it to the limit.
That's what he's gonna do.
I didn't take it right there. Bam! Let's
slam it down. The world where Sylvester Stallone takes it to the limit.
Yeah,
the second time.
Number two.
Number two. We gotta have a very, very expensive shot of his hand just coming down, like slamming alien tentacle or whatever the hell.
No, it's gonna be like one of the Greys. He's gonna have this tiny little arm, and the bones are just gonna shatter in the elbow, and the arm's gonna break off, and he's gonna hold it on. He's like, "Hey, you want this back?
I did it.
Hey, yo, I don't need this. Take it back."
Yo, keep it. Oh man,
50 beers with it.
I gotta tell you, man. Whew. I gotta tell you, that would be a fucking fantastic movie.
I'd go
man.
See it.
I want to find out what the real name was. If it's not Take It to the Limit or something, feel free to tell me what it is on Twitter or Facebook. Because
to the extreme, like
yeah.
I don't know.
To the extreme, rock and roll, Vandal.
Or was it over the top?
Over the top! Yeah, that's what it is. Over the top.
Too. Over the Rick.
Jesse should just come on out to us.
Hey, you know, over the top. Bam! Look at that.
Be like,
I'm gonna send you all the way back to Alverson Terry.
Alverson Terry.
You picked the wrong planet to come to.
There's so many characters. He's got to do at least like 20 different aliens. It's got to be a whole tournament.
Yeah, it's going to be a tournament. And then they bring out the guy they think is the toughest, and he has telekinesis.
It's like the intergalactic Kumite.
Oh, no, they end up building a huge fucking mech suit and whatever so they could arm wrestle.
He's like, hey, what is this? Hey, this is illegal. You know, I can't arm wrestle this thing. Somebody hit me with a shot. I got this. You picked the wrong planet to arm wrestle on. Really? Killing is as easy as breathing.
Over the top, too.
It's going to have a sick ass montage of him training.
They should call it Way Over the Top.
Way Over the Top 2.
I mean, we should call it Way Over the Top.
Yeah. No, it should be Over the Top 2.
Way Over the Top. Way Over.
like Sylvester Stallone in a movie you thought you'd never see. Over the Top 2. Way Over. No. Over the Top 2. Way More Over.
Way more.
Yeah, dude. Holy shit. Also starring Robert Loggia. I'm Robert Loggia. And Tony Danza. Tony Danza.
Or a reasonable facsimile thereof.
And as President of the United States, Bill Paxton. I don't know what's going on here, man.
I'm freaking out, man. Bill Paxton.
Dude, Bill Paxton's gonna be on Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I'm like, well, that show's done. When you bring on Bill Paxton, it's not like you improved anything.
You're paying for mediocrity, at best.
He's like, I was in Navy SEALs and Twister. He'd be like, yeah, Bill, we know. What else you got?
And guess what? You're a freaking footnote in each. I'm sorry. You really are. Nobody cares about your characters or you. Like, nobody.
It's Bill Paxton. Come on.
I'm sure your immediate family does. And your friends. And that's great. I don't. This guy doesn't. I'm sure a lot of other people agree.
I'd rather see Gerard Depardieu.
The guy I haven't seen in a movie in a while.
Or heard about in a while. Yo, he got really fat, yo. Like,
he Marlon had like Brando one fat. Good year here. He had like 12 movies out in the same year. Basically.
Yeah. Dude.
We fell in love with him for a little bit, and then it was like,
have you whatever. Have you seen Celine Dion lately? She looks like a young Gerard Depardieu. She's got these fucking jowls on her, man. She looks like Deputy Dog. You know that little dog? You'd be like, meh. You know the one that had the gun and the sad face? It was like the Eeyore of Looney Tunes. Yeah.
In a month or two, she'll probably look like the Predator.
Dude, she's rough, bro. Well, if you spread those jowls out, she could have the Predator like, wah! You know? Yeah. Or like that dinosaur from Jurassic
you
Park.
An ugly motherfucker.
Dude, she can't ride in convertibles. Your cheeks are just slapping in the wind.
That's all right. Her heart will go on.
Yeah. Fuck, I wish it wouldn't. Hey, thanks a lot, Canada. Thanks for Bryan Adams, too. And Justin Bieber. Way to go. Fucking, I miss John Candy, though. God.
Ah, oh, John Candy.
John Candy was great. Dude, The Great Outdoors with him and Dan Aykroyd.
Camp Candy.
Camp Candy. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with him and Steve Martin. Oh, man. Small Party Had in Home Alone. Everything, dude. He was great. He was really good. John Candy. Oh, one of I think my favorite John Candy movie, though, is with him and Eugene Levy, Armed and Dangerous.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, my God. It's such a classic to me. It's got a very young Meg Ryan, Robert Loggia, John Candy, and Eugene Levy, and they play armored security guards. For this crooked armored car company, and the unions are working for the mob, and they're like, you know, got the money, and it's so good.
That sounds like a funny movie.
Oh my God, there's a part where like John Candy and Eugene Levy get stuck in an adult bookstore, and they have to like knock out a gay guy and a drag queen, and Eugene Levy's walking down the streets with assless chaps, and John Candy's a big fat drag queen. Dude,
I'm sure he would make a very homely broad.
Oh, dude, it's priceless, man. That is seriously one of the funniest movies of my childhood, man. I really loved it. So, anyways, well, that's gonna about wrap it up for us today with the Canada thing, man. We talked a lot about Canada. We talked about aliens invading, Somali pirates and rat ships, and God, dude, we went all over the place today. I mean,
we did.
All over the fucking place. I'm going to be starting a new podcast with my friend David Ward. We haven't got the name worked out for it, but we're going to be doing movie reviews, and it's also going to be a YouTube podcast as well, so you'll be able to check us out on YouTube. We're going to be back next week again. We got some all new stuff for you guys. Once again, shout out to my friends in Canada. These guys like our show, so we gave them a shout out today. And we'll catch you guys next week. I'm Jesse Shadoos.
Kamal Altash.
Peace. I said it, I said it, I'm saying